Chair 74, it's 4 p.m. We are beginning the meeting as you just stated. Just for the record, as you just heard, this meeting is being recorded and the meeting audio will be placed on our website, which is WMATA.com. I want to quickly share a few helpful tips for people who are joining through phone calls. You can press star six to mute or unmute yourself. If you would like to make comments, you can virtually raise or lower hands by pressing star nine. Everybody who is on the video conference can click on the speaker icon that says audio to mute or unmute yourself. And if you click on the raise hand icon, that will raise or lower your virtual hands. If you're able to use these tools, it will be helpful because then we know that somebody's trying to make a comment and we can have one speaker at a time. Because we have a packed agenda today, as usual, I do request every AAC member to please remain in your time, which where Chair Summerford would like to have as 2 minutes today for comments. And
Yes, 2 minutes, please.
for public comments also, we will have a limit of 2 minutes per speaker. I also want to just request everyone to briefly state yourself when initially speaking. For instance, I'm a female Asian Indian. I wear reading glasses. I have a dark gray top and I have long dark hair. Chair Summerford, I can read the agenda out loud and then go through the roll call of the committee member if you concur.
Please do.
All right, sure. So before I start reading the agenda, I will share my screen, and when the screen is visible, please, if somebody can confirm, I would appreciate that. I'm hoping my screen is visible.
It's visible.
Yep.
Great, thank you so much. So as soon as I finish reading the agenda, we will go through the roll call of the committee members. At 4:10, we will take reports, which includes commendations, customer service, and outreach, if any. At 4:15, we will have Allison Anderson and or Mr. Blake give us information about Metro Access inclement weather policy. At 4:25, we will have updates about Uber by Mr. Blake and a guest speaker. And at 4:45, we will have an update about Metro Access service by Mr. Blake. At 5:15, we will have a committee discussion, including Mr. Blake, about fiscal year 2026 fares and service. The public comment section will begin at 5:35, and the meeting is scheduled to adjourn at 6 p.m. I'm going to stop sharing my screen now. Going to public comments. AAC members, when I call out your name, please confirm your presence. Susan Bowmaster.
Here.
Thank you. Donnie's Bush. Tino Calabia.
Present.
Thank
Audio
you.
now
Vanessa
unmuted.
Coles.
Zoom worked.
Present.
Thank you. Rico Dancy. Rico had informed that he will not be able to join today's meeting. Tawan Farmer.
Present.
Thank you. Debbie Fisher.
Present.
Thank you. Marcy Goldstein.
Present.
Thank you. Steve Caffin.
Present.
Thank you. Thomas Mangrum.
Present.
Thank you. Philippa Mazel. Sandy Newsell.
Present.
Thank you. Phil Posner.
Present.
Thank you. Sarah Rod.
Present.
Thank you. Doris Ray. Denise Rush. Ms. Rush had informed us that she may not be able to attend today's meeting. Paul Summerford. Paul Summerford is connected on the meeting.
Present.
Thank you. Patrick Sheehan.
Here.
Thank you. Kelly Simonow and Philip Weintraub. Okay, that concludes today's roster.
And Philippa Mazel is here if you didn't already see it. Okay.
Okay, great. Thank you, Philippa. All right, Chair Summerford, that concludes the roster for today's meeting. And at this point, I would ask for you to move the meeting forward if you have the floor. Okay.
Thank you so much. So the first thing we want to go through is the agenda here. We have a fully packed agenda. So can I get a motion to move the agenda as is?
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. If there's no objections, we will approve the agenda as is. Say aye.
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 All right.
Aye.
Thank you.
Aye.
The agenda has been approved. Next is we're going to look at minutes here. Forgive me as I walk into my house. all the any changes, corrections needed to our the minutes from the last subcommittee member subcommittee meeting from last month. Hearing the crickets, can I get a motion to approve the last month's meeting subcommittee agenda minutes?
Second.
Okay, all in its favor, please do so by saying aye.
Aye.
Nays? Abstentions? Motion carries to approve the minutes. Thank you. Next, we're going to have customer outreach and reports with Ms. Allison Anderson and Company.
Good afternoon, committee. My name is Allison Anderson. I'm a middle-aged Black female with two-strand twists as my hairstyle. It is my pleasure to present Mr. Dolan Chittums to give our public comment resolution report from our last session. Dolan?
Good afternoon. My name is Dolan Chittums, Black male, long locks, purple shirt. So during the AAC meeting held on November 4th, 2024, there were no outstanding public comments to be addressed. During the Metro Access Subcommittee meeting on November 18th, 2024, there were two outstanding public comments to be addressed. The first comment pertained to a customer being picked up late beyond the negotiated pickup window. An investigation revealed that the service failure resulted from a dispatch error and a failure to provide an alternative travel option during the delay. The second comment pertained to a customer reporting late trips and long hold times with Where's My Ride? An investigation confirmed some trips were late. Metro Access will continue monitoring the customer's trips and has added a new location to enhance on-time performance. Additionally, the OCC is hiring more Where's My Ride agents to improve customer service. Now moving to accommodations. In November 2024, there were 470 accommodations. Among the recipients, Central Avenue received 109, Transdev OCC received 173, Industrial Road received 36, Hubbard Road received 106, MTM received 1. Eligibility received 1, and Abilities Ride received a total of 44. This concludes my report.
Thank you, sir. And I will just say, in terms of late pickups and the major issue, probably customers on this meeting and screen that are here and many that has on their mind in terms of long hold times on Where's My Ride. Hopefully, when we get to the topic about Metro Access calls, center call center updates, Mr. Blake will be providing us with some information. And that's all I have to say on that topic right now. Thank you. Any questions for this gentleman here? None. We are going to go with outreach. Hello?
Here, some report. This is any Miss Anderson. If there is any outreach to be reported, please do share that information, or if someone else will be doing that.
Okay. If not, we can come back to it. If there is. All right. So I guess we're going to our first topic to talk about inclement weather that's on the agenda here. Mr. Blake and or Ms. Anderson, I will let you begin.
Okay. I missed that one, but good evening, everyone. Good afternoon, everyone.
Christian Blake, Vice President of Access Services, black male, short hair, nice glasses, blue shirt. That's about all I can describe right now. Inclement weather.
So
The
things
last
that
few
Metro
days.
Access will and will not do during that, we want to remind
Gotcha.
customers as we get into that season of
Gotcha.
December, January, and possibly February.
I'm with you. Okay. So we do have a severe weather plan, and what it is based on is the conditions that are out in the community and the weather conditions, what we're talking about tonight. And what we do, as weather is pending, we inform customers through our IVR. As you're calling in, we'll inform you that there's the National Weather Service has issued an alert or warning, and you should plan accordingly. As the weather gets here or is forecasted to be very severe, we can announce closings of service and reductions of service. If there's ever a change of service on the day, oh, let me back up before we get there. In addition to the IVR, we do send out the robocalls. I think that many of you are used to hearing my voice. We're trying to spread that around a little bit. But we send out a robocall about weather as well. And again, if we ever get to the point where we have to reduce or shut down service, first thing we do is give you plenty of warnings, plenty of notification, and ask you to consider whether or not the travel is absolutely necessary. If we decide, due to just let's say increasing snow, to shut down service during the day of an incident, we always bring back the customers who've gone out. And what we would start with is by eliminating outbound trips from the homes of individuals. But anyone we've taken out, it's our duty to make sure we go pick them up and bring them back. And again, if there's ever, we always start with the weather warnings from the National Weather Service, and we begin our messaging through the IVR and robocalls early. And then we allow our collaboration with fixed routes. So there won't always be the case, but there hardly should be a case where there's bus and rail operating, but Metro Access is saying we're not serving. Now, one thing that can happen while we're serving is that, especially following snow, it may be in some locations, it may be impossible for a Metro Access vehicle to get to this what we call the side street neighborhood street if they have not been plowed. So in those cases, if a street is not accessible, we may inform the customer upon attempting to navigate their street for a pickup that we cannot perform door-to-door service at that time. And also, there may be occasions when we can access the street, but we cannot access the door of the home or the location. And at that time, we would be advising all customers that Metro Access is performing curb-to-curb service. So I covered a lot there. That was a quick overview, but was there something else specific that you, Mr. Chair,
So,
was?
just a reminder, during that time, we, and the encouragement of safety of people, first question is, your policy for giving people who need to cancel after with not even with, within that 2 hour window, like at the last minute for trips and things like that, that morning, like, oh, my work is canceled, things like that. Will y'all be lenient on those inclement weather days, with those types of cancellations?
Well, yes, on the weather days, and I think as we talked about another subject last month, our
Just to
late
remind
cancel,
people, that's all.
yeah, our late cancellation has been rather lenient in general overall. We may have to change some of that, but yeah, certainly during weather, we do understand that late notices about job or school closings could impact a trip, and if there's a need to cancel, we'd much rather you cancel, even if it's within 5 minutes, than for us to take you out and then have to navigate treacherous roadways to try to get you back home.
I think the other question comes, there's two other questions that commonly come. I hear here from yours, the one about, oh, my work site is closing earlier. Is it possible for me to get another ride? And then the last question I have is, now that we got more people on abilities rides, what happens during those inclement weather days if they're on a out was yeah inbound trip that needs to return back home from the community, and abilities ride provider is not able to provide maybe Uber or taxi due to the increasing inclement weather? What can a customer do to try to get a ride back to their home address?
So one of the things we've been doing over the last couple of years, that's a great question. One of the things we've been doing over the last couple of years, in advance of inclement weather, one of the things we try to do is first we coordinate and we ask the companies what are their severe weather plans. But the main thing we've been trying to do is on those days in which we're anticipating severe weather, we try to limit how many trips we schedule to these alternatives to ensure that we are covering everybody with the dedicated service. Because like you've always heard me say, Metro Access is the safety net. And so while we don't necessarily schedule to the full tilt when there's a severe weather, what happens is if there is severe weather, we reach out during the event. Is anyone transporting? And we may utilize them. Who's out there for some of those return trips? But what we generally do is book trips to the Metro Access service only so that we're not relying on a third party to get someone home during such an event.
Now, I will say, like I said, there was that snowstorm you remembered, and you moved me to an Uber and because the driver was late. That worked in that situation, but that's not everyone's case. And I want to make sure that the option is they can go back immediately to Metro Access on those days for safety reasons.
Well, absolutely. You go back to Metro Access on any day. You've got to make that always make
Okay,
sure
any day.
anyway,
I'm sorry.
on any day. But on those severe weather days, theoretically, a lot of those trips probably wouldn't be booked on third parties to start with. We may utilize them once an event occurs and we have confirmation from Company A or Company B that yes, we have drivers out there and they're still out there being safe and sound and they can navigate in this particular area, we'll send a trip. If they can't, we have to be the safety net and we'll do our best to be safe and on time to get the customer back to their home.
All right, I see hands from Vanessa, followed by Thomas, and anyone else that are new may see a hand up that's from committee members on the
Caller,
topic.
audio now unmuted.
Yes. Hi, this is Vanessa,
Alert.
African American, middle-aged woman, layered hair, and I'm wearing a gray t-shirt. Mr. Blake and the chairman did touch on the things that I wanted to ask about too. I'm not sure if I heard about early or 2 hour delays for the government. How will you handle those trips? They want to go to work, but the office not open for 2 hours. He did touch on the things that I wanted to ask as well, as far as getting back home. And so that's the only question I have for now. I don't remember hearing a response to that.
Well, I think what we're talking about, 2 hour delayed openings
Alert.
usually
Timer.
relate to when things are clearing up and we're coming back. I think the chairman was asking, what if the schools and work are closing 2 hours early? And in that case,
Well,
yes,
yeah, I got that one. That
we're
was
yeah, I was
sweet
referring to
talk.
getting people home,
Right,
that
yeah,
type
we're
of thing.
sending out the vehicles. And in a lot of cases, we may encourage you to try to travel early so we can get you on a vehicle and get
Alert.
you back home. So, yes, as they're closing, that's when perhaps some of those alternatives, as well as Metro Access, is available to try, for the lack of a better word, evacuate everybody back to their homes before the major snow or weather comes down. And so, yes, if you hear that your school is closing early, you call
Well,
Winter
my
School
question was not a return because we have people
Her
who have
question is this
mandatory.
specifically If there's a 2-hour delay and the
We have
person's
to
still
be at
needs
work.
to
There's
trip and
no
then leaving
choice.
from home, they need to get to work, but 2 hours later and they need a later pickup than what they had earlier, is that feasible
Well,
on
yeah,
those days?
we certainly, you call and we can schedule back. But I think when we're, I thought what we were talking about, when we're talking about a severe impending weather.
Well, you have people who are mandatory workers, Mr. I worked in several businesses like that where I had to be to work.
Well, I got you. I got you. And in that case, if you're saying that they're mandatory, severe weather is impending, but they're
Oh,
mandatory
there.
2 hours later towards the impending weather, if we're providing service, if we're still providing service at that point, then yes, we will provide the service. But as I was pointing out earlier, there could be a case where public transit is not going to run. And at that point, if we make the announcement that we're only doing return trips, then that would be the case. We're only doing return trips. If before that announcement is made, if you need to move your trip from 8 o'clock to 10 and we're still running service, absolutely, we're going to transport you. But if a decision has been made based on national weather advice and decisions based on fixed route service, that let's say at 10 a.m., Metro Rail and Metro Bus will stop service, and Metro Access is return trips only. Unfortunately, if you have to go to work, it won't be Metro Access taking you out at that point.
All
And with
right.
the Uber thing, then they it depends on them whether or not a driver is available to transport.
Well, but see again, in the sake of safety,
Alert.
if we're putting the restriction of inbound trips only, that accounts for all trips, not just the Uber trips. Now, the way we operate, you have the link. So yes, you then would be able to click the link and say, okay, I want to go on Uber. There's nothing, we're not going to go in the system and cancel everybody's trips on their link. So if you choose to do that, you can, but just know that there are challenges with that in terms of your ability to get back home, because if Uber then is not running and you took your trip after we said inbound only, you're putting Metro Access in a precarious position at that point.
Let's get other people here. Thomas?
Alert. Timer has
Yes, this is Thomas.
alert.
I'm an African American, and my question is this. Mr. Blake, you have my ID number because you helped me with my last two trips.
Oh,
So
Thomas, is this related to this topic?
I'm talking. I want to. Yeah, it's related to Metro, related to the transportation that I was talking about. Okay,
Yeah, but it needs to relate
can
to
I
this topic,
speak?
please.
Can I
Is it related
speak?
to this topic of inclement weather?
Yes, because for one thing, the transportation has not been that good for me. So, if I'm in bad weather, is y'all gonna be able to make sure that I get picked up in time? And I heard that y'all would try to make sure I get picked up within 2 hours. One time I was in Virginia, it took over 3 hours for me to get picked up. So if y'all not picking me up in good weather and good time, how are you going to be able to tell me you're going to pick me up in bad weather at good time? Because like I use a wheelchair. So Uber is good for people who do not use wheelchairs, do not use mobility equipment. But those of us that use mobility equipment, we get lost. And we get left for a long period of time and
Okay.
sometimes have to find another way to get home. So, in bad weather, how are you going to be able to assure me that I don't get home without trying to find another way to get home?
Mr. Blake.
So, reverse, I know we got you on time to the airport and back now, so I'm not sure which trip you're referring to, but we'll put that aside. I hear your overall point. You're having some frustrations about this recent string of service, and we've all acknowledged that, and I got you on that. Again, before this happened, before this change was made, we had 5.5 years, never a single month under 90%. I'm gonna just keep reminding you of that. So, and that was in severe weather, perfect weather, not so perfect weather. Our plan is always to pick up every customer, just like we did for you when you went to the airport and came back home. I think we were there right on time. And that was the goal. Now, that was partly because I was watching it, but generally speaking, that's the way it was in the last several years, even when I wasn't watching a single person's trip. So I don't want to mix the two topics up, but when it comes to severe weather, what we do is communicate. We encourage customers to make the decision of how important that outbound trip is. But once certain information is provided to us by the National Weather Service, and once Metro as a whole has made certain decisions about fixed route service, the bus and the rail, then Metro Access makes its decisions. And we first begin by restricting outbound trips. And then if necessary, on a temporary basis, we have to restrict all trips until the streets and the weather clears up a bit.
All right. Thank you so much. We are still with a packed agenda. So, thank you for this fruitful topic and responses. We need to move on. Mr. Blake, you're up next for some Uber updates. And then I have some questions to ask myself as we relate it to that, as you bring
Yes,
everything
so
up
I
there.
wanted to talk about the Uber piece, but I want to bring, because I know a lot of times I say the same thing a lot. The issue with some of the links, I hear still hear from customers with the links, and I'm watching it as well. This is a process that sometimes it goes away, sometimes it comes back, and I think we're kind of in the middle of one of those comebacks, and then it'll go away again. But what I'm talking about is sometimes your link only shows a city and a state, doesn't show the actual address, either on the pickup or the drop-off. Now, before we turn to, because I did bring somebody on today from Uber to also speak to this, let me give you a couple of my reminders. Always check the drop-off address before being seated in the vehicle and allowing the driver to proceed. And you can check the address without activating the link. Even if you click the link, you don't have to activate it to see if the complete address on both ends are correct. That's always first and foremost. Secondly, at any time, you can do it. You're going to get your Uber links probably in about an hour or two from a member of the team. If any of the links you receive do not have the complete address, we established a text message option where you can just text us tonight, and by tomorrow you should have the updated link. If not, you could always call Where's My Ride, and they can update the link for you. Or as one member of this committee, I don't call no names, Mr. Chairman,
Okay.
just had to call me
Yeah,
because of some shortcomings with the call center, and we're still working on
and
that.
I was going to say texting people back right now. Like I said, I text these people about an issue at 1 a.m. I didn't get a response until 12 hours later, literally that Sunday afternoon. So, but that's another issue we want to discuss. That's a with
We'll talk
staff.
about that with the LCC,
Yes.
but you should always, even if the address is complete, you need to always verify your address before taking off. And quite frankly, to be honest with you, this is not just a good practice for those using the Uber links. You should do this with Metro Access trips. You should do this with taxi trips. Heck, you really should do this when you're flying on an airline. You should do this in all cases. Make sure when you sit down, the destination that vehicle, airplane, car, van, bus is going is where you want to go. So we always encourage that. But in terms of some of the technical matters, we
Can I ask
have.
those? Do you want me to ask when the person is there, Mr. Blake? It's just some major ones I wanted to bring up for, as part of the discussion. Or
I
you want
think
me to
we
wait
just
until the
got.
person?
Yeah, we're just gonna bring them up, and then let's you and others have a conversation with Mr. Hacksaw, who's from Uber. He works with Metro Access on things we hear from our customers. Uber is doing a lot of trips. It hasn't been perfect. Now, part of that, before we bring him on, I gotta say, Uber is an app-based company, as most of you know. I love apps. I use apps all the time. But to ensure accessibility, we made our Uber program text-based, SMS-based. One day, will we go away from that? Maybe, but I probably won't be here when you do that, because I just have an affinity for the accessibility of SMS technology, and we wanted to make sure everyone could use it who wanted to use this program. So part of that, they're trying to navigate in a valley that really is not their natural habitat, if you will. But my attitude is, if you're a multi-billion dollar venture-funded corporation, eventually you'll figure it out, because there's a lot of customers who would like to use your service and continue to use it, and there's great opportunities even beyond Metro Access. So with that, let's bring on Mr. Hacksaw, and then we all can just have a quick dialogue about Uber, the links, if that's what the issue is, or other things you may want to speak to Uber directly about. Is he there?
Yep, I
Yes,
see him.
sir. Hey, good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. Black male, glasses, dreadlocks, gray sweater. First of all, again, my name is Kevin Hackshaw. I am a senior customer success manager at Uber, working with the fine folks at Metro. Mr. Blake has been great to work with, as well as his team. And so again, thanks for having me on the call today. So I appreciate it. And I have my pen ready to take notes. I'm ready to answer questions as they come up. But before I did that, I just wanted to say, regarding the link issue with the addresses, it's an ongoing issue and we know about it. Mr. Blake let us know about this a few months ago, and we took this back to our engineering team. Since that point, we've made improvements, but I think part of it is in an integration of this size, as Mr. Blake said, with the level of there's a level of complexity in doing this, as well as scope, and it's just a lot of trips that it goes back and forth sometimes. Sometimes we'll implement a fix that works briefly, and then we kind of go back to square one. And Mr. Blake has been good about letting us know, look, it's working, it's not working. And I think we're getting closer and closer to finding what the problem is. To that end, we have a number of improvements scheduled for the software for January of next year. And we're hoping that that will go a long way towards mitigating or eliminating the issues that we're having with the addresses. But I just wanted to throw that out there to let people know that it's not something that we're not working on. It's something that we're working on a regular basis. We come up with a number of fixes that we throw out to Mr. Blake and the team to implement, and we continue working on it. So, with that said.
So I'll be the first to go. So my first question is, and I alluded to this to Mr. Blake several months ago, is how do we go about with Uber? And I've ridden before, even Metro Access introduced it. I personally ride that and Lyft. How do we go about fixing some of the addresses where you put it in that address and it wants to the Uber app, and for geocoding reasons, like for instance at w my work address, it doesn't even pick up on that street. It wants to pick up behind the school on another street, and then Uber on the app each time. It does on Lyft, it picks me up in front of the building, but with Uber, it wants me to go a mile away behind the building, back in the field, to get the driver, and it steers the driver that way. How do we go about correcting those types of fixes? So, where we know Uber sometimes kind of push, you have to the drivers literally follow that dot. That may make a customer walk, and then their intended pickup address maybe a block, two or three. And customers with disabilities, and they want to be able to be picked up, in an area that's safe, where Uber, from my knowledge, tries to find the closest efficient place to pick up that's closest to that address, because I have to move it to another nearby house address as a workaround right now to get picked up from that work site location. So do we need to send those addresses to Mr. Blake so y'all can kind of help tweak it? That would be my first question. The second is what I've noticed from the call centers, particularly during those dark hours between midnight and 3 a.m. when I've had to call in to for them to start a trip, they are having challenges for a period of time, sometimes half an hour, sometimes maybe an hour, sending out Uber links for trips that are already scheduled for Uber, and they tell me to call back in like 15 or so minutes until, because I know at that time they've told me that Uber is being rebooted. Of course, that puts a delay in getting trips during those dark hours of 12 a.m. to around 3 a.m. How do we work on minimizing that if that process has to happen for, I guess, rebooting Uber each night, from what I'm hearing from the call center staff? Those are my major questions right now.
Okay. All right. So thank you,
And
Paul.
oh, sorry, the third one is with the link. So, like, there have been times, like, what I've seen is I text, because I'm a person who's a profound texter, text to Uber staff, oh, my volunteers send me the links, and it's a link sent, and this is, they already have my phone number, but the link itself doesn't appear. Or like yesterday with a certain individual, I didn't get the link, but I got the information that normally Uber sends, your trip is blah 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 with Uber, blah blah blah, but I didn't get the link, and some of those technical issues. So those are the three.
Okay. So for the first question, and again, thanks for those questions, Paul. Appreciate it. I would say send us the addresses because most of the time what happens is a lot of those addresses and the latitude, longitude, we work with Google Maps to actually implement that. And so if we have any types of discrepancies with Google Maps or any issues there, sometimes that does happen that it will show up behind the building or to the side. So when you have situations like that, please definitely let the team at Metro know. So they will get that to us and we can take a look and see if this is a recurring issue with particular locations, like you said, or if it's a one-off that it's just in, for lack of a better word, it's kind of wonky in the way that Google is looking at it and how it translates to our system.
Yeah, because when I look at that work address, site address, like for instance, is mine, it's like it works perfect in Lyft. It will, it's geocoded correctly, picks me up at the door to school. Here with Uber, it just, when I tried it 3 times and it wants to pick up at that particular street, because I see, oh, it shows it at the school, but it looks like behind the field. So I guess Uber is approximating it geocode wise. It puts it to whatever street, and then Uber says for the pickup, you must walk a mile.
Yeah, that's
So
unacceptable.
that,
I agree with you.
yeah.
That is unacceptable.
Yeah, so
So.
this will go to Mr. Blake and he will forward to the appropriate people. Okay. And what about
The
the Uber?
reboot one. So
Yeah.
number two, the reboot one. I'll be honest with you. I'm not sure about that, Mr. Blake. Is that, are the servers being rebooted on your end, or
I think that's
I'm not
probably
quite
somebody
sure.
in the call center making an excuse. So we're gonna deal with that. And
Because this is what I've been told about 3 times. I'll give you the dates and times to listen to those calls.
that'll be helpful. I think that has more to do with us than Uber. I mean, if it is Uber, we'll definitely get back to them. And companies, I mean, it's not like I have much in there, but some nights I'll wake up in the middle of the night to check my one stock or one share of stock, and they're doing the reboot, if you will, for the lack of a better term. But that's not on a daily basis, so I'm not believing that. I think that's probably again some information given to you as a way to put it off for a little bit. But you give me those date and times, I'll share it with the OCC management. And we'll listen to the
Yeah.
calls to find out who said that.
Yes.
And
Now it's only staff. I've talked to a supervisor where I had to call back, and before he went home, finally processed the Uber link for me. So I said, "There's some technical issues going on here. Is
yeah.
this with Uber or something else?"
No, that's nothing to do with Uber. Like, now we did have, yesterday, I mean, I don't want to give, for some reason, I couldn't get that trip booked in that we put in there. But I think yesterday's issue, I think I figured out what the technical reason for that was. But generally speaking, there is no daily reboot of any network system. that would require you to wait 3 or 4 or 5, 6 hours before they can.
No, they're like telling me 15 minutes. So this occurred when I sent you that long text on that Friday night going into Saturday. That was a reboot issue where it took me an hour just to get it out of somebody. That was the most recent one for late Friday night around
I'm
1:30 a.m.
hearing that Metro does a reboot on Thursdays for a maintenance window overnight. That could have been, I mean, just the sheer timing of when you called. But if you call every day or and you
I'll
have
give you dates and times, but that was the most recent one where I heard,
to,
we
send it to me.
that's
Let's
it.
see, because I just if you have the luck to call every time we're doing a reboot, then you should probably play the lottery too. I mean, that's impeccable timing. So send it to me. I'll forward it to Ms. Williams Hall in terms of the timing, but we'll also find the audio recordings to hear who told you what and what did they say and were they accurate or not.
All right.
And the third question was, and let me know if I have this right. So you'll get the information, you just won't get the actual link.
Yeah, because that happened when I was doing this with Mr. Blake. He moved the trip to Uber, but I just start to see, oh, they're trying to process and send me the link, and I'm just getting that initial information from Uber that, but I don't have the information with the link to click on.
That's my fault. I mean, I think it's my fault in terms of something I did in terms of how to upload these trips. This all comes from last month when you all were telling me in reference to the timing of text message and whatnot, in an effort to facilitate more requests for Uber. There was a way I uploaded them, have some information to make sorting them out easier. I think that threw off the Uber system a bit where it would inform customers about their upcoming trips, but was not sending the links. After you and I went back and forth yesterday, was it yesterday? Yeah, it was
Yeah,
before I went
Sunday
to
morning.
church, yes. And you know, maybe you were my guardian angel or something, but I think the light bulb clicked on me. I changed the template, and I don't think we're going to have that problem anymore.
But what I've been seeing for some of your agents is like, I have this, it's like, oh, link sent. And I'm like, no, I didn't get any information or, those weird things that are happening.
I added something to the Uber. I decided I'll be in charge of Uber for a day, or in this case, for a month, and I realized me adding something to their template created the trips, but did not send the links. And I appreciate our conversation yesterday, and that helped me out. This doesn't impact people who, like Vanessa and others who were on the Uber quote unquote list. This impacts people who say they would like Uber, and we would send them the text message from the general trip moving from Metro Access to Uber.
And what is the potential, Mr. Blake, and Mr. The person from Uber is with, and I know Miss Williams Hall is hearing this, of working with Tim to begin to make Uber trips that are already scheduled for it to help alleviate staff. Is that a possibility, or something still in the works, or?
Well, yeah. Terry, do you want to chime in on that? Ms. Williams Hall, this is something I know we've been promising and talking about, and we're working on it. We're working on it, but Ms. Williams Hall, I thought she was
And
there.
I
Ms.
know y'all
Williams,
want to get this one done
I'm
right.
Ms. Blake. Yeah, we want to make sure it's right, and we got
Because
to
it will
control
be a
the
high
demand.
volume
And
of trips.
we'll start with your trips, Paul. But Ms. Williams, do you want to
Yeah.
tell anything?
So what we're doing now, we are still partnering with them, developing this. We look to kick this off more likely than not the beginning of the year, since we're so close to January now, sometime in the early January. We're looking to utilize the thinking machine to help us get the responses back out to the customers and get the link automatically, eliminating the wait time that you currently have to wait for a response back, even after we proactively say, would you like a trip? It's getting your responses back in a timely manner. That's what we're working with now, trying to develop something for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
And I think what the one goal, if tell me if I'm wrong, so much is going on, I can't remember everything now. But one goal would be using Paul's example. even with this whole thing about the nightly maintenance and all that kind of stuff, whether it's Uber or us or the Gremlins, the point would be Paul could call us at 2 in the morning. The agent doesn't even have to say all that. Just send it to Tim, and at whenever the system is up, the machine can go ahead and send Paul a link far sooner than 12 hours.
Like, yeah, because
Absolutely.
or I could go in and put in my information. Tim is like, oh, Tim sees, oh, I have a trip booked with Uber already, and it asks me, oh, would you like to for me to book the trip or send you the link? And you choose whatever of those two options, and boom, that would be eventually ideal, that type of thing.
That's exactly what we're working on.
Any questions from committee members with this topic before we dive into our big one with the Metro Access updates?
Here, Samuelford, this is, I know Vanessa has her hand up, and keeping in mind the time, we might be able to only take her question. And actually, she's the only one who's had her hand, so.
All right, go ahead,
Alert.
Vanessa, as it
Audio
relates
now
to Uber,
muted.
and then we'll go
Participant. Thank
to
you. Alert.
My question, sir, is for regarding the links. I love the system. I enjoyed the Ubers. I enjoy it. But one thing I asked, and I've asked it in the past, is I am a blind user that use
Alert.
VoiceOver. And so I can get the links, I can tap on the website, and it just doesn't open. I can pass it to a sighted person and they can open the link. Is there any way that can be more accessible where I can just open the website myself?
So, and can you explain that to me a little more? So you're saying that you can't open the link, but if you pass it to a sighted person, that
And
person
turn off
can.
VoiceOver. I have to turn off VoiceOver.
Okay. I see what you're saying. You know what? I will check with our engineering team and see where that stands on our product updates. We did just update the system, or in the process of updating the
Alert.
system, where users can put their preferences in the app, and we're just now rolling this out. It's still in beta testing, where a user can put in that they are not sighted, and so please, instead of sending me a text message, have the driver call them. And so we're still running that out. So we are continually trying to improve on that process. This is one I didn't know about, so I will take that back to the team and see where they stand on this.
Because at one time we could do it. It was just the luck of the draw, but now I just can't do it at all. So in the
So now it
morning,
seems like
I'm
it's broken.
always, yeah, I'm always asking for assistance. In the evening, I ask a coworker to, to help me out, but I would like to be able to do that myself. And the second thing is the way the links are sent. Sometimes if I have just two trips of going and returning, they
Alert.
send two separate texts. But could it The way I like
Zoom.
it is if they send one link that says this is a round trip link, and that round trip link tends to be easier for me to use.
Okay.
Kevin, and Kevin, and I'll just say, and Ms. Coles has brought this up before. If Ms. Coles calls me or somebody else on the day of service because there's challenges, often I know I do, just for simplicity, book it as a round trip. But the links they're going to get tonight, they're going to get one link for every trip. So if somebody, I'm not going to call their name, they're on here, but somebody books 12 trips for tomorrow. They're going to get 12 different links plus two additional messages for each trip. The question, I think I raised this in our separate meeting. I've asked Uber to look at the idea that all these trips we book each day, if the
Alert.
system could just
Audio now unmuted.
kind of
And
smart, if you
near
will,
me,
and
Allison Anderson
recognize,
left for an easy.
there's some people with three, four, five trips. We get that. But if you see a trip that is for the same customer, the same phone number, pickup location is one, drop-off location, and at some point, even in the midst of all those other trips, there's a return trip from the drop-off location back to the pickup location. Can the system recognize that and just create those as round trips, because the vast majority of our trips really are just round trips. And that
Right.
would reduce the number of text messages, maybe help with our overall problem with the links. And as Ms. Coles and others says, it will not, and I hate to, you guys aren't junk, obviously. You've been a great partner with this, and a lot of customers like it. But having your SMS text box filled up with all these extra messages that they kind of already know after
True,
5 years
true.
of using it, that's just something Vanessa and many others would like to see be made possible. Fewer text messages for the same amount of trips.
So, like you said,
Excuse me.
oh, go ahead. I was
Excuse
gonna,
me.
no,
I'm listening to what people, I'm
yeah.
listening to what people say,
Yeah, but
but
committee members are on the screen.
my
Okay.
trips with Uber are
Ms.
different
O'Neill,
now.
I would ask every
you're
member of the public to please hold on their hold off until
until
we
public
go to the
comments,
public
please.
comment section. Thank you.
So, Mr. Blake, I was going to say, I do agree with you from the point of view that, yeah, if you have a number of trips, I'll take this back to engineering. This is an interesting piece because if we should be able to take a look and see if you have gone to from your origination point to 123 Main Street, and then there's a return trip from 123 Main Street back to, I'm not going to promise and say it should be there, but it would make sense that we can find those and be able to pair them so you would have a linked trip of basically a round trip instead of those. There will be the outliers where, of course, you would have, like you said, 10 trips that are all over the place. We may not be able to do that, but I will take this back and make this a to-do for our team, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible with what that looks like and how long that we may probably take.
Now, the other thing that drove into that monkey wrench, Mr. Hackshaw, I have experienced on a few occasions with round trips, is that first trip, when it has issues with finding a driver, what it does is, and then I get the link again to try again, that knocks out the ability for me to, when I get to the destination, to get that round trip, and I have to call an agent to restart it. I've noticed that with certain round trips, if I'm going through the cycle on that first one and to eventually get a driver, it kind of knocks out that return trip when it says a round trip to get that other round trip, and I have to get that one restarted again, just as
Yeah,
an
I didn't know
FYI.
that. That's good
Yeah,
information.
that.
Some of them had that experience
See,
and
for one who
they
rides, these are
didn't
some of the
know.
things I've seen as a few patterns over time. Or, like you said, when you fix that issue with that single trip where it doesn't find an Uber, there's been two occasions, Mr. Blake, in which the trip, when it gives me back the link for to try again, it was very quirky and said it gave me the next day's link, and that was a case in which, oh, I have to call the agent, then get them to restart the trip. So those are, but that's been rare. That's only happened to me twice, and that was bizarre. Where it would go and tell me, oh, it'll give me the same link, but it won't be until the next day to try again.
Hey Paul, can I ask you a quick question? So let me see if I have this straight. So basically, if you're having an issue getting a driver, or basically for whatever reason that it's getting trouble within the system to book that driver, and you have to get the link resent, your round trip that was previously booked, does it turn into two separate single trips, or does the return trip disappear?
So,
How does it work
because what
with
happens with the return trip, with any return trip, it will say your first trip is over. It will pop up with that link. Your
December
first trip
16th.
has been done. Here's your, return trip here. When that issue happens, it knocks that out altogether. Is I'm because I'm adamant. I look through all my links and I don't find it. So I'm assuming that's the reason. Because it was dealing with that first trip, it knocked out the ability to have that other connected trip. And then the separate issue with just dealing with a single trip like that I've had twice is the fact that, on two occasions, it was a trip out to like Owasco, Maryland and PG, and that night, and this was like an hour before midnight, it's telling me I hit the link around 10:45 p.m. and it couldn't find a vehicle. It ultimately did because I had to call the call center, but I said it's an hour before the next day, and it's already giving me the next day to try again.
Okay, thanks for that. I appreciate it. That's a new one I haven't heard of, so I will take that back to the team and see if we're seeing this at any other agencies in
Because I was like, oh, I know Mr. Blake, tried to fix that issue to give us the restart. So it gave the link to restart, but it pushed it to the next day to try again. But that was very rare. It was two trips. That was one trip I could think of, where of course I was going from home to Owasco, Maryland, and and PG, and boom.
Well, thank you for that. I took some notes on it, so I will take it
All
to
right,
the team.
on that, we do need to get to our next
Thanks,
topic.
Paul.
Good time.
Paul.
Pat, I will take you as the last person because we have to move on to
Thanks.
that to get what updates. I know y'all want to hear
Good.
about certain things with the call center.
Yeah, just a couple things here. Thanks, Paul. First, you're up too late. You should be in bed by 10:45, whatever. I think that's your problem. But anyway, neither here nor there. Thank you for looking into the link, sir. I've had that problem, not probably as much as Vanessa, but I've also had that. The other area that I've seen a little bit of inconsistency is, are there any pickup notes? Sometimes I can hit that button and it works properly. Other times I just can't seem to engage that at all. So that is a problem. I don't know if that's something that'll be fixed with the new updates. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. I try to give a description of where I am, what I'm wearing, so the driver can find me. Lastly, I will also say something that works very nice is if you're having problems, can you can contact the driver. They have the driver's telephone number and a link. That link, along with the phone number, is great because then I can pretty often call the driver to find out exactly where he is, and usually we're usually about 100 feet apart or something like that, whatever. So that does help. Couple of good things, couple of things you can look into. Agreeing with Vanessa on the links, sometimes they don't work. But I will say also that when I've called Where's My Ride, Paul, I get good service there, and they just send the links out and we're good to go. So
Thank you for that,
it
Pat.
works. Yeah, works good. Could use a little polishing. But I'm about 98% happy, so not big complaints.
Well,
Thanks.
we got 2% to go.
There you go.
We continue working with Mr. Blake. We always are tweaking the system and trying to make it better. And honestly, I appreciate the comments. At the end of the day, it makes us better. It makes us better because, let's be honest, Metro is not the only organization using our system. We have thousands of people across the country using the system. So everything that makes your system better for you makes it better for everybody else. So I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, last person is Sarah. Then we have to move on because we need to talk about the call center and updates. Sarah?
I went ahead. I went ahead and lowered my hand in the interest of time. It,
Okay, all right.
well then, Philippa, I just had
Let's
just
believe.
had a quick comment on that. There are a number of addresses that I go to that are just basic on Pennsylvania Avenue, on 18th Street. Should be just very basic things, and just like everyone's saying, it'll try to take you to the back of the building. It won't take you where you're going, and that makes the return trip kind of frightening, because if it takes them to the wrong spot, I won't be able to find them. They won't be able to find me. So I just wanted to say I will send a list of addresses to Mr. Blake where Uber has just, not been able to connect, and the drivers don't seem to have critical thinking skills. They'll turn off on a side street, even though the address is clearly, say, on Rhode Island, but they're turning off on 22nd. So that's it. We want to thank you though, but that system needs to be upgraded. I have to pull out my iPhone and have Siri straighten them out sometimes, and that shouldn't be. Thank
Agreed.
you.
It's a work in progress. Thank you, everyone, on this topic. Okay, Mr. Blake, we're next to get updates at the call center with emphasis on obviously what we discussed last month, the late pickups in opening new bases. What is the status on that? And these long hold calls during peak periods with where's my ride of anywhere from 10, 15 minutes, that type of thing during peak period. What are we doing to help alleviate that? Because I'm sure those are the things I've been hearing the most complaints about
Right.
over the past
So let's
week.
start with service delivery. We'll work our way back to the call center and then answer some questions. So on service delivery, last month I did mention that we would be requiring the opening of a service, I mean of a facility out in Montgomery County, going back to our original model from over the last 5 years. We try to generate some geographic balance. And so I can tell you there is service operating that starts where the vehicles actually begin in Montgomery County. We have seen only slight improvements thus far from that, but we're going to continue to push that. We're in fact we're still pushing for December, but January 2nd, there'll be a second Montgomery County facility operating service. So we're going to provide even more support up in that region in an effort to try to take some pressure off the Prince George's and DC side of things. And so that is underway. Again, only slight improvements so far from that move, but we're opening up a second Montgomery County facility and adding more and more service in that area to support those trips and again take pressure off the rest of the network. We are
Is there
making
word about, you said something possibly near Northeast DC-ish
Well, I
at
was
some
going to get to
point?
that. That was in the next. Yeah. So we're still working now. The DC base, that's going to be a little more long term because there's some things that need to go there and other points of that. But no, we've made some progress on opening up the facility in Washington, DC. Once I have more definitive approvals and we're actually getting things underway, I will share the location and we'll go from that. But we are making progress, and once that is open, whether it's before the end of this fiscal year or at the start of the next fiscal year, we plan to have some service operating out of there, which can help provide service within DC and Southern Prince George's County and some other parts of the county while avoiding the traffic in and around the Beltway. So that's our goal with the DC facility. So there has been progress made on that front as well. And the call center.
It
So
is these
they're
long
continuing
holds.
to make to the reservations until today. And one of the members just wrote me and I just sent his request. But they had made a lot of progress on the reservation side. And you even acknowledge that, but I don't know what happened today. I'll have to get a report from the team as to why today was not the stellar number. On the Where's My Ride side, part of that is a result of more calls as a result of us having lower OTP than we've experienced in a long, long time here. But still, when that occurs, the team needs to staff up, and we're on them. They are hiring. They're giving us a report every week, and Terry Ann
There's still
Leonzon
a
has
staffing
volunteered
shortage.
her time. I say volunteer because it shouldn't be our job to train somebody else's employees, but she's volunteered her time, and so she's even helping with the training. But yeah, they need more staff, and they're continuing to hire up additional staff, but particularly at night, in the afternoons and evenings, they know that's a definite. We call them the Semaphore hours for a reason, but we're not even talking late. I mean, this has to be from 4 o'clock to eight. They really do need to staff up more. We're pressuring them. I know the manager is on if he wants to give any other further updates on recent hires or recent hiring, not any individual people. We can certainly hear from that, but that is certainly. I think in one hand, I can't speak for them. They were probably hoping that the OTP would turn around and things would get back to normal, but That's not the way you can manage. You've got to manage to the demand that you currently have. And so they have to staff up more and more until all of our on the street service gets back to the levels that we're used to in this region.
And that's absolutely right, Mr. Blake. We're looking at numbers that are roughly double what we had planned to have for those Where's My Ride calls. Continuing to try to step up on that. It seems that at each turn we're just one step behind for the Where's My Ride staffing. But we're not backing off of that in any degree. We just The Miss Williams Hall warned us these winter months are tough to hang on to people and to get people to be looking for that new direction in life. But we are actively recruiting and actively training. We have another class start today, and we're just we. I wish I had magic information for you, Mr. Simelfort. But we see it. We see it every day when we're out there with on the floor with them, and the calls are there, and the wait times are high, and we're moving resources and moving dispatchers in to take those calls when there's trips to work with and solutions to find there also. We're working every angle we can. But the answer is absolutely just what Mr. Blake said. The answer is to hire more people.
Is it possible? I know Ms. Williams Hall is going to look at me. So, with the existing staff, I hate to say this, like with reservationists, since they have certain hours, is it possible to cross-train them and to help with those peak hours, like for them maybe to stay on after they're done at 4:30 to help with some of those calls for a few more hours? Or before that shift begins, I know there's work things and contracts and all that stuff. I just throw everything out on the table.
Yes, we are.
I know she's
We're actually.
looking at me.
No. I think she's in line with that as
You
well. I think she's on board with that as well. We're doing the same thing. So this is not something that we are concerned as far as contract.
I don't want to take away from their work performance because they're improving in most
Yes.
respects.
But as far as cross training, we actually have 10 reservations agents who have volunteered for cross training to assist with that. So we have that level of, like Mr. Blake was saying, we have seen so much improvement in the reservations
Oh
department.
my God, I tested it and tried. From one who books online, I said, as Ms. Rush told me, try a few trips a week every other day just to get a feel so you know what it. I said, oh wow, this is improved.
Yeah, we have put a lot of effort into that, and we have part of the gain there is building a team of at least a portion of them. We're working on it. We're working on it. But there's a portion there that really feels this, and they're being motivated toward service, and that's what we want to see. And so those same individuals, they see the difficulties that we're having with the Where's My Ride calls, and they want to help. They want to throw in that extra time, not any encroachment upon their set schedules, but to pick up additional hours and to assist where we can and after their shifts are done. So we're seeing that motivation among them. We mentioned about the same time that some of them were asking. So just the two things kind of coming together, indicating that the cross training is definitely a direct route to go. So we're working on that angle as well, Mr. Simelfort.
All right.
Can I add, Mr. Summers, for Mr. Chairman? So one of the things I haven't sent it out yet, but it's probably coming probably this weekend. We've updated instructions on the Metro Access Services website for the WMATA.com. I'm going to send out one of my blast text messages with the link to that updated page. One way the customers can help us, and as you point out, the cross training is important. But we really want customers to try, and again, maybe the way we first rolled out, Tim, in terms of reservation, where it was kind of here, it's kind of like, I got you. We just kind of pushed it out. And sometimes, I'm one who's not a big fan of push notifications, but Sometimes we have to try it and see what happens. This is, Tim is no longer a push notification. Tim is an option that customers can try, and is despite how great they have improved the reservations, if more customers will use Tim on those very basic reservations that it really can truly handle, that will free up more of those people who we can then move down to reservations and have more hours, better staff overall. They're going to have to do this hiring surge no matter what. This is not a, but this is, we're just talking long term, but I want you and other members to be ready when you'll see my text message real soon. And all it's going to say is, hey, please go to this link and take a look and try Tim. I mean, it'll be a little more spicy than that, but the point is, Tim can help you on both the reservation and the Where's My Ride portion. Now, if you hear that your ride is 5 minutes away, you probably don't need to talk to a reservationist. But if all you do is call and wait to, not a reservation, a dispatcher. But if all you do is call and wait for the dispatcher, that might be 15 minutes you could have been doing something else. So that's what we're going to just try to encourage our customers to take advantage of the tools we have and utilize the dispatchers and the reservationists when you really, really need.
Now, let's go to the other option for some of that. For those who want to use it, when will you possibly, now that we're, I know you're probably still beta testing, and I think it's really good, and I will put my, I'm putting out my stamp of approval on my transit app. For those who want to use it, that's another powerful tool to that's been very consistent over the past couple of months. And I know you've been rolling it out steadily for customers to see and test. When will that be out fully with instructions, possibly? Or how much more testing do you
I
need to do?
think January 1st should be. I'm gonna have to check with some of the technical
Because
people.
you've gotten most of the comments for the things that I would like to see that are technical that would be desirable to update if
It's
anyone
been a
else
good
has to share.
tool. Customers are giving us feedback. I'm using their feedback to add or remove them from my personal monitoring list. I have a list of customers with, and it's all based on time frame. If you're having a rash of late trips, I need to take a look and see what your trips are like. So I use that as a good extra
And
tool.
I'm very much an advocate. I can see. I know how to. And the other piece behind it, I think that's a pink elephant is we have wonderful Uber staff, and you gave that number to text, but we need a little bit more reliability in response because that would help probably relieve some of that phone calling
I've got some
because.
ideas for Mr. Parham to take back to
I
his
mean,
bosses on that
because
too.
of the fact that late Friday night, it's like I sent that text and then I didn't get a response until 12 hours later. That is not
That's not
acceptable.
good. That's not good. And again, you even text me. I think one time I texted you back and said, hey, I was sleeping. I was just
And
tired.
I know they're busy at work trying to process Uber trips as as
We're going to
accurately
have
as possible.
solutions for that. Because again, the text is not just for Uber. It started off with Uber,
They're
but it's
supposed to do
really
other
for Uber.
things, but I think because they're so overwhelmed with other tasks, they're not responding in a timely fashion.
I think it has to do with the staffing. And again, we're going to have I think we have a solution for constant staffing and monitoring of the SMS. We're going to follow up with that. That should be improved because that's easy.
Yeah,
That's an
because
easy
I
one
know
to
at
fix, and it
night the
should
only
be fixed.
people monitoring are supervisors, and obviously that's very challenging for them to do.
No, yeah, the supervisor shouldn't be monitoring the text messages. So we're gonna work on that. I assure you. You can keep texting me. Now, lately, I haven't been going as many happy hours or parties, so that's why when your late night texts come, I'm in bed. They're working me too hard, but we're gonna
If
get
we
back to
can
normal.
possibly use that as another avenue, because I'm a big texter, but it's like if I'm not getting a response, I'm calling on the
And that's what you should
phone.
do. But I love, as I said earlier, in terms of just the whole way we made Uber conform to a strategy that's kind of outside their nature. I truly believe in the accessibility of SMS, and so I'm totally text. I text all the time. We're gonna get that fully staffed. Trust me on that one, because that's an easy. And I don't think Ms.
But not
Lizardo
hearing
requires a
hours
whole
at
lot
a
of
time, an
approval.
hour later, 12 hours on Friday night until the next day. I was like, this is 12 hours later. I've been responded
And of
to.
course, you
And that
know
tells me how many customers, others who've been texting, it's all backed up.
I and I watch the text. You're right. When I get up, I text whoever the manager on duty is, what's going on. You're absolutely right about that. You're not going to get an argument from us. I have a solution for fully staffing the text message piece, and we're going to be providing you a lot of support on that end.
Committee members, as we any other updates that you have besides those two? I know those are the two major ones, but I think you possibly
I'm
had
seeing
other.
Sarah has her hand up. We missed her last subject, so let's.
Yeah, so this is Anu. Sarah Rod and Vanessa Coles have their hands up.
So I've been having a lot of the same issues. Whenever I call in to try to find where is my ride, I seem to be put on hold forever and ever, and I don't get a good answer, and I get cut off, and I have to call back. And anyway, it's been incredibly frustrating, and I have had a lot of late rides. But one question I have, so I generally use the app to book my rides, and I guess that's saving some time in from the on the booking end. What I don't understand is why does that, or is it possible to update that app so that I get information about where my ride has been assigned? And the reason I ask that, why the reason this is important to me is I have learned over time that certain cab companies will show up on time or early. Certain cab companies are kind of late. If I'm waiting for an actual Metro Access vehicle, I know it can be. I'm not going to be ready on time. I don't need to be ready ahead of time anyway, but it would make a difference to me. It also makes a difference because as I'm visually impaired and I don't know what I'm looking for. Am I looking for a cab? Am I looking for a big white vehicle? You know, is there a way to get more information onto that app? And then I would stop calling in quite so much to go, when's they coming and what am I looking for?
Now on the
Thanks.
my
Good
tra so
question.
question on my transit app, because I use it now, it does say, because I did say it suggested to put the provider in, like it will say like yellow, and I told Mr. Blake you may want to say yellow cab, to give a further description. Or it may say Old Dom, which I know is Old Dominion. That's a Virginia taxi coming to get me. Or it may say Regency on it. Those are what, or it may say action on it. Those are the things that I see for taxi companies, or
That
it'll
was
say
going to be the
Uber.
answer I gave, Mr. Chairman. So, sir, are you saying when you use my transit app, you're not getting the information of who is currently scheduled to pick you up?
I don't think I use my transit app. I use the one that I've had for a couple of years, which is like metroaccess.wmata.com or something. I don't know. I just basically use the booking app.
Oh, you're using the I see. Yeah, that doesn't happen. No. So what I'm going to do, Sarah, and I don't want you to stop using that. Please continue to use that, especially for booking your trips. I'm going to send you a link to something called, and this is what Mr. Summerford has asked, when are we going to roll out to everybody? And I'm going to check on it, but I've been giving it to everybody's ass. Not that you've asked, but I'm going to send you a link to the My Transit app. And that's our new tool so customers can check the status of their rides. And it does provide you information as to which provider is scheduled to come pick you up.
Okay.
And within your like 30 to 35 minutes before your window opens, it will sh show you another link and map where it states where's my ride for that particular upcoming trip. And you can see on a map, or it reads to you on a map, where that driver is.
That would be very useful. I know for some of the cab companies, I get a link that will tell
Now,
me.
this is only for Metro Access vehicles with the My Transit app. Now, with the separate cab companies, they will continue, or certain ones will send you a link, like Yellow Cab of DC and Old Dominion. You will not get that from Action Taxi or Regency, because they'll call you up when they get close or ahead of time, a little bit before the window opens, that they're there.
Well, anything would be helpful because otherwise I'm just kind of wondering and I don't know if I'm not seeing something because I don't know what I don't see. And so if I have better information about what I'm looking for and when it's coming, that would certainly be very helpful. And I would stop harassing the where's my ride so much unless things are actually late.
All right. Beyond that, Anu, with the next topic to cover, Mr. Blake, is can we condense this into 5 minutes? Because I know people are very eager to start customer comment period, and there'll be a lot of customers, and we want to make sure we get everyone's comments. Is
What's
this
on the
something
agenda?
we need
What's
to do right now on the agenda, or can we move this to January, or is
the
it going to be
subject?
free?
I'm not seeing the
So
agenda.
the subject is about,
It's
affairs
coming
and
under,
service for FY26, and I think I alluded to it when we had that presentation during this month's AAC that service area and fares will stay the same for the next year.
that is correct. Yeah, so there's nothing to talk about on that at this point for sure. The service area is definitely going to stay. And there's no indication that the board is contemplating any fare adjustments for Metro Access.
For the next fiscal year
For
only.
the next fiscal year, which is July 2025 through June 2026.
All right. So with that new, we're gonna make our famous announcement so we can begin customer comment period.
Okay, thank you. So I just want to remind any members of the public, if you do need to make your comments, if you're able to raise hands, please do. If you're on phone, you can press star 9 to raise or lower your virtual hands. If you are on the video conference, you can click on the raise hand icon, and that will raise and lower your virtual hands. If somebody would like to send me a chat message in the chat to let me know that you're trying to make comments, please do, and I will put your name on the list. Every member of the public will have 2 minutes. We practice that to ensure that everybody who is trying to make comments gets an opportunity to do so. So please try and remain within your allotted time. If any AAC members have any questions or comments, if we have any time remaining after the members of the public, we will come to you. Otherwise, you know how to send your comments to me. And at this point, we have 3 people on their with their hands, excluding Vanessa, because when somebody sent us chat message also, so we can begin with the chat message first, Chair Semaphore.
Sure.
That would be Bill Orleans. Bill, when you start speaking, your 2 minutes will begin. Bill Orleans, if you would unmute yourself. And you can unmute yourself by
Bill?
pressing star
Yeah, because I see
6.
you on here, Bill. Bill, you can speak. All right, until I guess we get him to unmute, can we move to the next person?
Sure. So the next person will be
Oh, here we go. Here's Bill.
okay,
You can
perfect.
hear me?
Yep,
Yes, go ahead, Bill.
I want to make sure I don't miss you, Bill.
I apologize to you, Paul, and everybody else who's heard me say this over the last 20 years, but WMATA is a public transit agency. It should be employing directly sufficient numbers of people to meet all the mobility needs of residents of and visitors to the Washington Metropolitan Area Transit Zone. Uber nor any other private sector company should not be the ones responsible for meeting those mobility needs, especially given that in the case of Uber and some of the other private sector entities, they're relying on drivers who want to provide this service rather than those who need to provide this service. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you.
Right. So next person is the name is Beach. If you would unmute yourself, and when you start speaking, your 2 minutes will begin.
Thank you so much. My name is Roseanne Ashby. I am a blind person. I live in Arlington, Virginia. I want to say, first of all, I want to compliment whoever developed your online booking website because it does work well for me. And consequently, I have not had to call the reservation agent to book a trip for quite some time. Where my issue comes in is the Uber links. And I know you had a lot of discussion about that. And sometimes the links work beautifully, and sometimes they don't work at all. When they don't work, then I have to call Where's My Ride? And I ask them to send the Uber directly because I have no confidence that if they send me another link, that that link is going to work. And I, when Christian talked about putting more resources into the text message. I know you can text to find out where's your ride, but I also wonder if there could be a separate text message number to actually have them send the Uber when the links don't work. I would really love to see the links work, frankly. When they do, they work great, and it's just very empowering. It's wonderful. But right now, there's a lot of inconsistency. A few weeks ago, it's just gotten real bad. I don't know why. There must be some technical changes going on behind the scenes. But please, if you can put some resources behind fixing those links. And I hope the gentleman from Uber is still on the call. Thank you so much.
He is, and Ms. Beach, yes. The text message number that we've encouraged customers to use, the initial way it was approached, those individuals who were covering that text line could in fact book the Uber trips. They had direct access to Uber Central. We're working with Mr. Parham and the OCC team to make sure that not only resumes but also continues. And you're right. I mean, we've been monitoring this. The text situation with the address, it comes and it goes, and we're in one of those kind of spike periods right now, and it's unfortunate. And yes, if you call in or text in and ask that we just send you the trip, that is absolutely possible for them to do. And it shouldn't take a monumental effort on behalf of the customer to get that request honored.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Blake and Ms. Ashby. The next person on the list is somebody on phone, and the last four numbers are 7439.
Yes, this is Alfreda McKinley. I have comments about the people with Uber. Uber has started sending me scam calls whenever I call because I don't get my link. They're not sending all of my rides to me, which means I have to constantly keep calling, where's my ride? Then it's almost as if they have time text. As soon as I call, where's my ride? I get a ride, I go back, check for my other ride, then all of a sudden that ride appears. Then there are times they're sending me rides where they don't have an address. I have to go through links, links and links before it pops up. But that's not my only issue. One of the drivers stole my telephone. I got the information. One of the drivers turned around and broke my cart. I had to call the police and get a number for that. And in addition to that, as far as Uber rides are concerned, they will cancel on you while you're on the phone because they rely on those GPSs, and the GPSs do send a lot of the drivers to the back side of a building. And for those people that I've been listening to who have issues with their sight, that is a problem because the GPSs do not send them directly to the addresses as far as the links are concerned. In addition to that, Uber drivers are not using the phone number to let you know that they're on their way, that they have arrived, and or when I try to use the number, that is given to me, they don't even have their phones on. I've had to actually call Where's My Ride 3 and 4 times, especially lately when it's been cold outside. And if a driver happens to come up, they're not answering their phones, you don't have all the information, then you're out of a ride and you have to keep calling back. But mainly, I'm trying to find out what I can do about my telephone and my cart.
Mr. Blake, or anyone who wants to answer?
I think I'm working with Anu on this particular concern. We're trying to find the trip. I looked for the trip that was initially reported, could not find that trip. I'm still working with Uber to find the trip that the phone was stolen, for lack of a better word, and we'll continue to work with Ms. McKinley in trying to resolve this matter.
Thank you. Next person to know.
But mainly for those people who cannot, who have problems with their sight, that is a concern for me, because I've had to sit in front of Martin Luther King Jr. Library on several occasions, all Fridays, because of the fact that people with eyesight issues have been getting 3 and 4 rides, but the rides haven't been coming. In addition to that, Uber drivers are not going to escort them to their doors like a Metro Access van driver will, or even a Metro Access car. And I had to ask one of the Uber drivers to do it. But that bothers me, because I've explained to the two gentlemen that they need to call Metro Access to let them know that the Uber rides are not beneficial to them, and they might want to think about going another way. I don't want anything to happen to them. And there's no guarantee that the Uber drivers are going to make sure that they get to their destination and or that they get to their front door once they get to their destination.
Yeah.
That's so, it yeah,
so,
for me.
So you understand that Uber is a curb-to-curb service.
Correct. And so no one is forced to use Uber under our program. In fact, there is a group of customers who have signed up and said they want Uber. You're on that list, Ms. McKinley, along with a few others. And then there are customers who, during the reservation process, says, yes, if you can put my trip on Uber through the lottery, I want an Uber. No one should be given an Uber if they have not already previously provided consent. And Uber is not a door-to-door service. The drivers are not likely to get out of the car or SUV, let alone escort a person to and from a door. So if that is the service that is needed, then yes, we have Metro Access door-to-door service. And we also now have a lot of non-dedicated providers that look like Uber, but they are actually providing door-to-door service. So the idea that Uber is going to provide door-to-door service, that is not part of the Metro Access program in which Uber is here with. We have other programs and other services customers can use, but it would not be Uber if the need is door-to-door service.
Well, I've got their names. I will look through my documents to see if I can still find it. And I can always, you know, give the information to Metro Access. Maybe you all can contact them and explain it more in depth, because they do have eyesight problems, and I definitely don't want anything to happen to them.
No, we agree. But I got to say, this has been, and I've said this on a whole lot of different topics, my approach to providing service to people with disabilities is that I do not make the presumption that I know what's best for somebody with disabilities. My job is to remove barriers, and I allow people with disability to make their own decisions. I provide the opportunities, They make the decisions as to what is best for them. And I can tell you there are hundreds, if not more, but I know of personally hundreds of people who have visual disabilities who are using Uber through this program each and every day and would probably say some bad words about me if I ever try to take it away from them. So I'm not going to presume one size fits all for anybody or any type of disability. But please, you do have my text number. You know, you and I go way back, and good and bad. But you send me their names and their numbers, and I absolutely will contact them and make sure that Uber does, in fact, work for them based on their own testimony. And if it doesn't, we have ways to ensure that they're not put in a vulnerable situation.
Thank you.
Well, I promised them that I would bring that out so that, you know, maybe they would consider changing. You know, that's like, it's my concern more so than theirs, because I know how things are today. And, you know, it's just a little scary to think that they're going to be out there without any vision. But I will send you the information. I think I texted you once before about this. But anyway, like I said, right now, my main
customer. Thank you so much.
And before we go to the next person, because I see a lot of hands up, just know I put my, for Ms. Beach and everyone, I put my number in the text, in the chat, rather. And you can text me for additional support. Now, again, lately I've been working so hard, I've been sleeping a lot more, so I'm even missing Paul Semaphore's text at night. But text me, and as I get them, I will do my very best to intervene at a matter to resolve any situation you may be finding at the time.
Okay, I'll do that. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Next person.
The next person is Santo. So when you start speaking, your 2 minutes will begin.
Okay, thanks. So after like a year of dealing with Metro Access, it's so problematic that I just decided to stop leaving the house because that's better.
I want another cup of tea.
And I have been motivated by how bad it is to find out how to tell people other than customer service that because they don't do anything. I was told to talk to Christian Blake for like a month until I found how there are tons of problems, but the biggest one is that they're so unreliable. It's crazy. Like they take hours to show up or they don't show up at all. The last time I used it, I was sitting around waiting for 3 hours and then they sent an Uber which came in 10 minutes. And that's happened multiple times. And I agree with Bill. Like, why are they using Uber? Metro Access should be able to handle their demand.
Oh, we agree. And so Uber was brought in as a promotion, and Uber and taxis and these other services are an option for customers. It provides the type of service most of our Metro Access customers continuously ask for on Metro Access. Metro Access is a fixed route equivalent shared ride service. That means if your trip on bus or rail would take 3 hours, that's how long you can be on a Metro Access vehicle. Most Metro Access customers don't like riding. Well, one, they've expressed they don't like sharing vehicles. And two, they express they don't like being on a van for long periods of time. Hearing the customer, taking advantage of listening to customers, I introduced this program to give customers access to transportation while also doing so in a feasible way, in a manner in which many customers have expressed. We have customers who book trips that says they're traveling with 4 people when they know they're traveling alone for the sole purpose of having the van or the sedan all to themselves. To try to reduce some of these type of things, That's why this whole program was created. It wasn't created to replace Metro Access. It was really created to give customers the experience they're asking a public transit service to give them. The service quality that you're experiencing now, there's no excuse for it. It wasn't like this before. We're making the adjustments, but when you're dealing with contracts and things like that, unfortunately, sometimes things take a little bit of time. The fact that you called, why the dispatcher or wouldn't give you the Uber the first time you called when the trip was late, I have no idea. I have to kind of go back and see how that even occurred. But you're right. If you called and the trip was late, which does happen right now more frequently than we desire, there was that option, and they should have quickly resolved your transportation. I don't believe you should not go anywhere. I don't think that's the long-term answer. But if it's the reliability that is concerning to you, I respect that. I can't make no excuses about that. We're going to get back to where we were before this whole situation came about. I'm making the adjustments as we speak. We've added a location in Montgomery County. We're adding another one beginning on January the 2nd. We're also going to be bringing in additional service providers in the next many months, and we're opening up another base in BC. It's going to be just like it was before July, and that's the goal. And before July, were there ever a few late trips here or there? Yeah, but again, we had a record that was absolutely stellar and unmatchable anywhere else in the country. These cycles do happen. I hear your frustration. I'm really disappointed that anybody has to be this way. We're going to make the changes necessary to bring this to an end.
Yeah, I go to a group of like brain injury people, and a lot of them use Metro Access, and they have similar complaints. So it's not just me.
Oh, I'm not saying it's you. No, absolutely. No, it's not just you. That's the whole point. The system has been it's going through an unfortunate time right now. So it's not just you. I'm not presuming it's you at all. When I look at the numbers, and the customers are calling me. I'm one of the few. This were happening elsewhere, and it does happen elsewhere. You wouldn't be able to talk to the person who's in charge of the service and try to get direct support to resolve the issues. I hear from the customers. I know what they're going through. That's why I try to be hands-on in resolving their issues. And again, we're going to get back to the way things used to be. I'm making the steps necessary, and I'm hoping you'll be here to experience that. And when we do, that'll be a good thing for everybody involved.
Okay, I hope so.
Thank you for your feedback and comments. Anu, next customer.
Okay, so Chair Simon Ford, we don't have any additional members of the public, but two members of the AAC.
Okay.
That's Vanessa and then Philippa. So Vanessa, if you unmute yourself, and when you start speaking, your 2 minutes will begin.
All done. Alert. Audio now unmuted.
Yes,
Zoom. Zoom meet.
My question goes back to
150. 156, 155,
why. Oh,
153,
there must be a time
152,
miss on there.
1 escape, 140, 148, 140,
Oh,
145.
okay. I'm
Alert.
sorry. I don't know if
Timer
you guys
plus
are hearing that, but my question was going back to the
143,
OCC
141, 140,
and the
130. Alert.
dispatchers are
Safety
helping with
Musil has left the meeting.
the
30,
dispatchers helping
130,
with the. Is there a
133.
time? There's a timer
130,
on there
alert.
because that
Timer
was.
plus.
Okay, so Vanessa, the timer was on, and yes, I think
Okay.
your voiceover
All
was
right,
on.
because I couldn't silence it. I'm sorry.
Okay.
So, my question was, when I do ask for assistance with my link, is there a set way to ask the dispatcher? Because when I'm telling them I'm having problems opening the link, they send me the link again. But I really want them to activate the link. So, Mr. Blake, is there magic words that I should be saying?
So there's two ways you could do it because I've asked them. I said, I'm ready now. You can start the trip.
Yes, I say that too. I'm ready now.
And then you can start the trip. Just probably tell them, don't send me, I'm ready for this Uber trip. Don't send me the link. Just activate the trip right now.
Okay. I've been trying that,
Sometimes you have
but
to be very
it's hit or
clear.
miss. It's hit or miss. Yeah. But yeah, I agree
And
that that does work.
alert.
because
So
when I tell them that, then obviously I have my Uber app open and I can see them if they got my correct phone number. First of all, I repeat it twice, and then they'll sometimes put me on hold, or most of them, I will now I've told them I instead of trying to, because that's the other thing, Mr. Blake, they're like, oh, you'll receive your link in a couple of minutes, and that's probably the agents that don't have Uber central access. They'll tell you to you'll receive it in about 3 to 5 minutes, and that's a separate, well, might as well bring up that issue. Can we get it standardized that instead of telling customers and try to get them off the phone and disconnect them as quick as possible, those who don't have access, can you hold, like some of them do, very nice
Yeah, they
gestures,
do.
and wait until you receive the information
Yes,
and
I
then let you
asked that.
go? Versus they're getting you off the phone, and then of course there's someone like me who's calling back multiple times because yes, this person doesn't have access to Uber Central. They have to put it in for someone else to get the trip to them, and now I have to call back to follow up.
Yes. And I have a second leg to that. I'm chairman. The Ubers, and I'm not, this is for the our guests. Why is it that it's taken extremely long time to get them? Like I've been in a
39
Uber.
alert,
I've been in a
sleeping.
Uber when they are getting another trip while I'm in the ride. I mean, I can be just getting in a ride and they're getting another trip. So that means that person has to wait at least about 20 minutes because they have to take me where I need to go and then pick up someone else. I'm getting a lot of those
I
trips.
think what you're describing, Vanessa, what I've been seeing is the fact that you get okay, you get the link activated, and then Uber says 20, 23 minutes. And from what I can see, is there's another person that need to drop off first before you picking that up. I know that happens a lot during peak times where, instead of being like 10, 20
Alert.
minutes, it might be almost 20 to 23 minutes.
Alert.
Yeah, they're getting
Because
longer
there's
and
another
longer.
person they're dropping off first before picking you up. And I
Oh,
noticed
I'm
that during
actually
peak
in the car when that's
times. Right. But
happening
also
too.
oh, so
Yeah,
there's
so
other
when you
oh,
go
I
in
didn't know
the
that.
Uber, you'll hear the ting or the bing. That means that you can pick up this other customer. You can accept another trip. And what Vanessa is saying, what Ms. Coles is saying is the bing might happen as soon as she gets in, and she's
Oh,
on a
I didn't
20-minute
realize
ride.
that.
Oh
Oh,
yeah,
cool,
this
man.
person is going to wait 20
Alert.
minutes. But Ms. Coles, the answer to your question on that piece of it, because Mr. Semaphore was absolutely correct about what he was discussing. But on this piece that you're asking about, it's about market demand. I mean, there are thousands of customers who ask for Uber each day through Metro Access. Plus, there are thousands more who are using it who have nothing to do with Metro Access. And as more and more people want to use Uber, they made a marketplace for themselves in this region. That's where that comes up. It's just a lot of people like using Uber for whatever reason. And the more people use it, the more the drivers get an opportunity to accept trips. And it becomes sort of, I guess, a competition for them because they want to accept the trip as early as possible. And then it's up to the customer to decide, do they want to wait that long
Well,
for
yeah,
the
I
pickup?
just keep it and wait. But some of them are cherry picking who they want because if they find out I'm going to DC, they wasted 15 minutes of my time and decide to cancel. Now I got to start all over with another 20 minutes. I have had to adjust my work, I mean, not my work schedule, but the way I order Uber. I mean, as much as 45 minutes to make sure I get to
As
work.
Mr. Blake has said, that is part of the Uber experience, so you kind of have to
People let
adjust
them
for
know. We've talked about this
it.
for
And I've
5 years
learned to accommodate
now.
for that.
Yeah,
Yeah.
this
Because
is nothing
I
new. And
too.
again, so I will say this, and I know you're not saying this, Ms. Colza, so don't take it like I'm saying. So again, when it comes to Metro Access, Uber is a promotion. You're getting a direct trip, you're getting a discounted fare trip, but it's not a limousine. It's not like the presidential limousine is waiting for you to be picked up. So there are some etiquette.
That's not even what I'm saying. I'm
Well, I
saying
got
that the
you, but
drivers can cherry pick what they want.
yes, ma'am. But again, Ms. Coles, that's
That's
called
alternative service.
Uber. It happens to me, and I'm paying for them. Can
Yeah.
you imagine me on a day like today? I've been here since 5:30 for a different reason, not because of this. Leaving this meeting, I might order an Uber for myself. And after waiting, like you say, maybe, well, maybe not be so much, because right now I'm in
Hold
the middle.
us,
I'm in the
Zoom
middle
will
of
bring.
Washington, D.C. Driver's going to see how much I'm willing to pay for that trip back home, because I'm just too tired to ride the train back home. Driver's going to see that I'm going back to Baltimore. Guess what that driver may tell me?
Ooh, Lord, no.
How much will I get? It happens. It's something we have to accept if you want to accept the other benefits of the Uber aspect in this Metro Access program.
Which is flexibility.
Yes. And for the customers where drivers canceling trips, that it's not a door-to-door service, for whatever reason it doesn't work for a particular customer, Metro Access is there, and we also have other services that you may find more appealing. But we are not in a position where we're going to change the Uber business model. We're going to advise Uber on accessibility. We're going to advise them on safety. We're going to advise them on how to serve customers with disabilities so they can get more and more. And right now, like I said, every day I look at that listing, and nearly half the customers who book a trip with Metro Access put me on Uber. So the point
Alert.
is, that's not
Audio
everybody,
now
because I
and
see
it's not
Ms. Bush.
everybody.
Ms. Bush says, no, nah,
No.
don't
See,
do
I'm one of those, yes, I'm willing to give up my seat, but
you
I'm
cannot.
okay with it, but that's not everybody.
That's not everybody. So those who want it, we're going to try to facilitate through the lottery, making that happen. And I know you want it, and we're not going to change that, but those who want it also have to accept what the business of Uber is.
Yes.
Just making aware. I enjoy it. I love his service. So just
Thank
making aware.
right, now we
you,
want to
Ms.
get to Philippa next.
It won't take me but a couple of seconds. Actually, I had more of a question than a comment. There's a certain trip that I take and to an address, and when Metro Access calls to confirm the trip, the computer calls to say your trip tomorrow, it not only gives me the address, it tells me who I'm going to see and what the suite number is. And I know I didn't tell them that because I don't know the suite number. So I'm just trying, it's a building that has a lot of doctors in it. It also has residents in it. And I'm just wondering, how did they cherry pick that? Is it coincidence, or are you all spying on
Is
me
it
or what?
correct? What I saw
Yeah,
something,
it's correct.
was
It's correct. In fact, it's
it
helpful because I never remember the suite number. But
I've seen that happen so rarely when I book online. I'm like, how does it know the name of the business?
we
Why
might have
did
to
it give
talk to
me
the
that?
FBI, but I don't know.
Yeah, I
We
was
better
gonna say,
get
is
to
this a
Christopher
spy
before he
mission?
leaves.
Right. Okay. Yeah, it gives me the whole thing, and I'm just curious how they do that.
It is
Rover, are you
possible that
spying on her? No.
it
Well,
happens very rarely. I've
yes.
seen it.
If the agent happens to recognize and use a saved location, then it can have additional information in there just because it's stored in the computer. But if
But I
they're
never
just in.
told them where who I'm going to. I just give them the address. I didn't
And then
say who what business I'm going to.
Well, I think what's happening, there are certain locations that are, you start typing the name, it comes up with the address. So if it's that specific address, it might be coming up with that location
Oh,
pre-populated
in
information.
reverse. Okay. So the address gives the location, even though
Because
that's not
sometimes
the
if I'm in
only
a
thing in the
reservation,
building.
like if I tell a reservation it's a particular address, like 50 Massachusetts Avenue East, oh, I'm typing this in. I think you're going to Union Station because Union Station Metro will pop up. Union Station Amtrak will pop up with specific locations attached
Yeah,
to
but
the
this is
address.
just a medical building with a bunch of doctors, and part of it is a residential building. So I'm just curious how did, of all the doctors there, did they pick the one I'm going to?
And some of them do have that attached because me being
Okay.
sighted, I can see that when I book online with certain addresses, some people may have had it as saved information that he's probably going to allude to.
Okay.
All right, I was just
Yeah, maybe a
curious.
special trace on those Kansas City fans, you
Yeah. Oh, yes, right. And I'm an African American female wearing my Kansas City Chiefs t-shirt as I do every Monday after a victory. Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Right, any other committee members before we can announce to adjourn?
Okay.
Well, before we
Yeah.
adjourn, Ms.
Oh, that's right. Mr. Blake has closing comments and then a
Yeah,
new visitor
I just
speaker.
want to say, and I believe me, we've all had fun times over these years. And again, I use humor to keep from saying bad four-letter words so I don't have to go to confession on Sunday. But believe me, you're not, I don't want you to take my kindness for a lack of empathy or just outright anger in some cases. And the contractor is hearing it from me each and every day. As I said, we're going to make the changes. I love everybody, but this isn't about loving individuals and being friends. This is about the calls I'm getting from customers, and I'm hearing them. And we're going to make the changes. Some things, unfortunately, I just can't turn on a dime. But you've suffered for 6 months of service that, in my professional career, I've never had any service affiliated with me that has been this bad. Now let's be clear. This is not the worst I've ever seen in public transit. I mean, there are plenty of places way worse than this. They would love our performance. I don't.
I mean,
But this
I've
is.
seen it years ago, so this has turned around. But we went back in time. But we
Right.
hopefully will
Well,
get better. But I've seen things where it's an hour late with Metro Access. That's 10 years ago. We've gotten
when I was
a. We're
before,
hopefully we're
let
not
me just
reverting back to
say
that.
that was BC. That was before Chris Blake. So
Yeah, it was
we're not
before
going to
you.
go back to that. We you didn't you never had this with me. We're not going to keep this going. You've had 6 months of suffering. I've got to bring it to an end. We're going to do it. I assure you. And we're going to turn this around. Our whole team is committed. Terry and Williams Hall and myself and the whole team. We do not accept this. We do not support this. As I told somebody, I think I told y'all last month, sometimes when it's not broke, you don't need to try to fix it. I'll take the hit on that piece of it. The performance, I'm not going to make excuses for it. We're going to make changes. And I assure you, we're going to get back to the days where we're just talking about other things and not conversations like we had with the gentleman who says he'll rather just stay home. That's unfortunate. That's a shame. We're going to bring this to an end. I assure you.
Quick question. Who do we send the list of addresses to that Uber has problems with? To you or Anu or?
Me, absolutely. I
Okay,
send it. Not you.
all right,
And
thank
in
you.
the meantime, everybody, please, because I know what we're going through, and it's been, like I said, it's been 6 months, other than 1 month where we did turn it around. I thought things were turning around. Text issues, I've got my number in there. Send me text messages. I love text messages. I'll respond as quickly as possible. And I think in a lot of cases, I probably could bring a lot resolution to a lot of the things I heard tonight way faster than what I was hearing the call center was doing. I want to help them as they go through their own problems, and we're going to do some things with them as well. But overall, take advantage of the number. Let me help you while we go through these situations right now.
Thank you, Anu. And it's 5:57. Give your spiel.
Thank you. Yes, so I just want to remind any members of the public, if you would, if you need to send us your public comments before or after the meetings, you can surely send us an email at metroaacchair@wmata.com. That's spelled metroaacchair@wmata.com or call at 202-962-1100. Please leave a message and we will follow up. Chair Samford, that concludes my announcement. And I just want to take a quick moment to say that we have come to the end of a calendar year, not Metro's fiscal year. I want to thank the committee for their hard work, for their advocacy, and we will. It's been a very successful year. We've accomplished
quite a bit. An eventful year.
It has been a very productive year, I would say. And being the last meeting of 2024, I want to wish a very happy holiday season to the entire committee and the members of the public. Stay healthy, stay safe, and we will begin all over in January 2025. Thank you.
Same to you and to everyone.
Thank you, Anu.
Thank you, Anu.
Thanks, Anu.
Everybody else. Meeting is adjourned.
Happy holidays. Have good holidays, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you.
Meeting is adjourned.
Alert. Christopher.
Bye-bye.
Alert. Guest 3 is left. Alert.